Joint speech yesterday with the Italian Prime Minister when President Obama addressed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's claims of a rigged election.
Doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. You start whining before the game's even over.
He said whining. We're just hours away from the final presidential debate. Now we're going to take a look at what the candidates might be talking about. Mike Nitzer is executive editor for Bloomberg Politics, and Greg Storr, Bloomberg's Supreme Court reporter and co-host of the Bloomberg Law Show, comes on right here on Bloomberg Radio. Thank you both, gentlemen, for joining us. He said whining. I don't remember a sitting president ever accusing a nominee for president of whining about the election. Greg.
No, unless it's followed by indicting, perhaps. This is definitely an election unlike any other in many ways, including the president going after the Republican nominee.
And Mike, you are in Las Vegas right now. Tell us what you are hearing. What should we be anticipating tonight?
Well, I think it's more of the same from the Trump side of things. They're trying to stir some headlines with the controversial guests that they're bringing to the debate, and they're hoping to make a dramatic turn by launching some more personal attacks on Hillary Clinton and her health, and maybe even saying that she won't in jail again.
And then, Mike, I want to stay with you for just a moment. We spoke briefly in our last segment about the latest poll from Bloomberg Politics showing Hillary Clinton with a 9-point lead, which can be pretty devastating nationwide. Is there a way to come back from that if you're the Republican nominee?
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing's impossible. You can always have some kind of hand of God event. Hillary Clinton, had her biggest crash during a health scare, and something like that could always happen again in the closing weeks. But it is really difficult, even when it comes to third debates in past elections, the winner doesn't really see a lot of improvement in polls.
Well, and you mentioned this being the third debate, Mike, and Donald Trump, a reality television show veteran, knows at a certain point with every program, no matter how long popular it once was or how long running it was, people get an urge to turn the channel. Is there a concern in the Trump campaign right now that people might just want to be turning the channel on this reality show called Donald Trump, Republican nominee?
Well, I think that's definitely behind his strategy of announcing guests and trying to consolidate viewers around the idea of just being anti-Clinton rather than pitching his own agenda. And that helped served him in the second debate when he was really in danger of losing the support of the Republican Party. He hit Clinton really hard, and polls showed afterwards that the party rallied around him, and that made it much harder for the leaders like Paul Ryan to put any more separation between them.
And Greg Storr, Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter, I want to bring you into this conversation as well, because there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and we already know that this is going to come up during tonight's debate. What do we need to be watching for?
Right. That's one of Chris Wallace's six topic areas. Well, one of the things I'm watching for is you have to think Hillary Clinton is asked about gun rights. She has never said whether she agrees with the core of that 2008 ruling that said the Constitution protects an individual's right to own a gun. She sort of danced around that question. That is certainly one I'll be looking for with her. With Donald Trump, he may be asked about that list of 21 potential Supreme Court nominees that he has put out and be asked to assure mostly conservatives that that indeed is the list he's going to choose from, as he has said in a statement.
Well, and Greg, this seems like a topic that is very important, not only because it hasn't been addressed that much in the debate so far, but also because when you hear people justifying their vote for Donald Trump, who might otherwise be on the fence, they say, look, a lot of Supreme Court nominees coming up. Donald Trump has this list. We can trust him on that. We cannot trust Hillary Clinton. How does that political dynamic play into the responses you might hear tonight?
Well, you certainly do hear some conservatives saying that, and you hear other conservatives saying, we actually don't trust him on this. Even though he says he's going to do it, we don't believe him. So that is why his reassurance on that point could be important. But just to kind of the broader point, this is the first time since 1968 we've had an election with a seat on the Supreme Court that needs to be filled. And it says something about this campaign that this really is an issue that's sort of been an afterthought so far.
Mike Nitzer in Las Vegas tonight. I wonder what you are looking for specifically from tonight's debate. Is there any nugget that you are going to wave a flag for?
Sure. So I think this is a great opportunity for Hillary Clinton to not just try to win a debate, because that won't net out much in the actual presidential election. She's so far ahead. But she could do more to appeal to the country and make it easier for her to get a good start once she actually gets in office. So people have more of an idea of what she wants to do and what her priorities are, that could help smooth things going forward.
Well, Mike, we look forward to hearing more of your expert commentary and Bloomberg Politics expert analysis before, during, and after the debate. Thanks to Mike in Las Vegas, executive editor for Bloomberg Politics, and Greg, Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter and co-host of the soon-to-be-airing, right after us, Bloomberg Law Show. You can catch the debate live on Bloomberg TV and radio starting at 8:30 p.m. Wall Street time today.
Now, that is it for today's show. We have more government and national affairs news for you. From Bloomberg, visit bgov.com or bna.com. Find the political news, analysis, and commentary at bloombergpolitics.com.
And just one second, Greg. Preview what you're going to be hearing in the next hour.
Well, Alan, we're going to have a story that should be of interest to anyone who flies. That includes Mike Nitz on his way back from Las Vegas. The country's four largest airlines are being accused of conspiring to jack up prices by limiting capacity, and a federal judge will soon decide whether those lawsuits can get off the ground.
All right. Well, we'll be hearing that next on Bloomberg Law with June Grasso, Michael Best, and in our studio, Greg Storr is coming up right here on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Alan Birga.
I'm Amy Morris. This is Bloomberg.